It's my pleasure to introduce Sarian Michael White. His research into UFOs, ancient civilizations, human origins, and the hidden history of the world took a dramatic turn during his first year of college when he started having out-of-body experiences. Research turned into exploration as he learned how to travel dimensionally and through time in the out-of-body state. Soon, he began receiving visitations from angels and ETs that showed the living records of Earth and other worlds. Now, more than 25 years later, he's sharing what he's discovered through a unique journey and process of research, revelation, and psychic exploration. As an author, channel, spiritual historian, and somewhat of an out-of-body archaeologist, Sarian is a guide to the portals and time capsules of living memory that are now opening, helping people attune to what is coming online in the human chakra system with his stories and information. His first book, Roya Sands and the Bridge Between Worlds, weaves truth into fiction as a young woman discovers her mysterious connection to a lost civilization living inside the earth. It is my pleasure to introduce Sarian Michael White. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful introduction. I'm so excited to be here. Many blessings to all of you tuning in and for those of you that have been holding the space for this beautiful online gathering. I was sitting in meditation this morning to see, you know, what wanted to come in that was really fresh and new and focused on who would be showing up and tuning in to this particular presentation. And I'm really excited to share with you what I feel is going to be a beautiful presentation slash live activation. You know, this is all about connecting to our highest potential and really channeling the creative energies of ascension and light and love coming into the world. And there's a specific way that we're going to be tapping into that with this next little segment that I'm so excited to host for you. So get relaxed, take everything off your lap, and just set aside all of your thoughts, concerns, your mental processing. You know, we're all getting flooded with information all the time. And right now we want to kind of relax more into a heart space, into a right brain connection with the field of unity consciousness that is strengthening in the world. And we're going to start out with a little bit of a clearing. We're going to do some work with some of these beautiful sacred crystal bowl beings that I have. And we're just going to tune you up. We're going to fluff up your auric field and support you to just get more in alignment with what's available to you. And I want to preface this little live activation presentation by saying that it's been made very clear to me that the amount of light and healing energy and divine guidance and the field of unity consciousness that is available to us right now in the world that has been firmly anchored, that we can now be in a process of absorbing, integrating as we clear out anything that is not in resonance with these higher frequencies. The amount of these resources that are available to us energetically in this now moment is much, much, much greater than what most people are even able to integrate or utilize. So we want to start to look at what we can do in terms of healing ourselves and doing more clearing work on ourselves so that we can receive more of what's available to accelerate ourselves. There's a lot of exciting things lining up. This is going to be a bit of an angelic activation, actually. Even though we've got some Christed extraterrestrial energies and some ascended master energies, we are going to be really attuning to the angelic frequency specifically. Now, some of you may have heard of the synthesis ray. I seem to do a lot of work with the rays. And since you guys have been clued into the Ascended Masters and have been hearing things about them, the rays go hand in hand with that. Right now, the ascension ray is coming in very strong this particular year. This is the fourth ray of seven planetary rays. We're also working a lot, of course, with the violet ray, the ray of the ascended master Saint Germain, or that the ray that he is stewarding or is a custodian of, which is helping to transmute a lot of the old energies that are being purged to make room for this new light. Well, the synthesis ray is like a blend of all of those rays and more. It is a ray that has the ability to help integration processes. Whenever we are integrating light or a specific frequency of light or divine intelligence or connecting with a specific family of consciousness that we are opening to expand into, like our connection with the galactic community or our connection with the angelic family of consciousness or various animal groups that are holding frequencies that are part of awakening our divine intelligence. Anytime there's an integration process, the synthesis ray usually gets involved. So we're going to be working a bit with the synthesis ray to start out with. I want to invite you to take a moment to just be in gratitude for all of the energies that are showing up to support you, whether you have been aware of them or not. Let's just assume for a moment that there's a lot more there that we can tap into. And let's just say thanks for it. Thank you. Thank you to the angels. Thank you to all of our invisible helpers. Thank you to this community that we are connecting with invisibly through the circle of light that is opening to join our hearts together in this moment, to connect us with spiritual family in the world. Thank you for all of it. The synthesis ray is going to begin strengthening around each of you. And is going to begin to gently lift your vibration very subtly into alignment with a blending of energies that is beginning to occur with the angels. The angels have recently revealed that there is a new portal of angelic integration that is opening in the world. It exists now in a higher vibrational form. It is like an angelic retreat that has been created for the process of angelic integration. Angels integrating with us, us integrating with angels, but more importantly, what we're really talking about here is human unity. So human unity is not something that we could just achieve very easily only as human beings. We need a little bit of a bridge to get there. And the angels are providing that bridge. So we're going to start out with one of my favorite instruments here. And hopefully my sound has been set up in a way that makes this sound really good on your end. All right. Just take in the sound vibration. Listen to the sound of my voice. So these rainbow ascension energies of synthesis are welcoming you into a sacred space. Allowing yourself to be attuned to sacred space, something that is becoming more and more available to us, something that you can do. You might feel as though the space around you is not attuned to sacred space. It's not charged with the energy of sacredness, like what you would find if you were in a spiritual temple or a healing sanctuary. So allow yourself to receive an attunement to sacred space. Start to understand what that is as a resource, as if sacred space is being poured into the space around you and your whole auric field is going into resonance with it. The sacred space of your being is part of what is coming in with the vibration of sacred space around you. And that's what we are making room for. Now the angels are coming to you with a very sacred gift that has been prepared for us as part of our collective ascension process. The angels are presenting to us an angelic Merkaba vehicle. This angelic Merkaba vehicle, it is collective in nature, and yet smaller pieces of it have individualized and have split off and come to each one of us so that we can sit for a moment in the presence of this angelic Merkaba vehicle. It is large enough that we could fit inside it. This is slightly different than the Merkaba vehicle of your own being, as this is a specific vehicle created as a bridge into an emerging new vibration of human unity. We are at a point now where enough of us in the world are ready to begin taking the steps to cross this bridge. That changes are beginning to happen inside us that are associated with this. This is an invitation from the angels to align with the bridge, the pathway into this angelic Merkaba vehicle that was created to attune our frequencies to the sacred space that the angels are creating as a resource to bridge us into unity consciousness with each other. You can begin to feel through your connection to this Merkaba vehicle that on the other side of this doorway is our spiritual family, many of whom have received the same energetic invitation, as this has been going out and connecting with people more and more in recent weeks, months. It is part of a calling into global unity that has been strengthening since the beginning of this year. And in fact, the presence of war and conflict taking place in the world underscores not only the need, but the divine inspiration for part of what is beginning to arise within us. There is a call to human unity that is coming in part from the earth. Some of it is coming from the animals. It is coming from our family of light. And there are many sacred warriors of love and light on the inner planes that are beginning to come, perform very powerful healing ceremonies around us and within us, to strengthen us as these sacred warriors of the heart. You can close your eyes if you like, or you can be in a gaze with me, either way. As I focus upon our connection, I am seeing in each of us a connection not only to this angelic bridge and this angelic Merkaba, but the presence of many Native American Master Elders and many Indigenous Guardian Spirits that are coming together to heal our hearts so that we can receive the fullness of the angelic gifts that are now being presented to us. And these two things go hand in hand. There is a portal of integration that has opened in 2021 and has continued to widen that is connecting us with many of these healers on the inner planes. So many of them that have been coming through my channel have been Native American, though it's much wider than that. And you may feel a connection with this. You may feel a connection with the great ancestors that have passed on, that in their own ways and in their own times were aligning with the planetary ascension process. So they are coming to empower our place, our part in contributing to and experiencing the planetary ascension process. They are adding to a momentum inside us by first supporting us to heal our hearts. Now, the angelic Merkaba vehicle is opening in a way that connects with our hearts. And you may, if you choose, step into it or receive more of the frequency of it into your body and chakras. And just allow the synthesis ray to blend you with these angelic vibrations. The Arcturians are also present with us. And the Arcturians are reminding us and sharing with us that this is what occurred on their worlds during their ascension process. The Archangel Metatron gifted the Arcturians with an angelic Merkaba vehicle that was sent to form part of the structure of their unity consciousness in support of their collective ascension. It created a vehicle for their consciousness to coalesce into singularity, a vehicle that created a sacred space for this to occur. And so what is happening right now inside of us, what we are coming to model, is precisely the same thing that happened with the Arcturians. So the Arcturians are here to join us and to celebrate with us what is occurring, as our beloved Archangel Metatron has also sent to us this vehicle. Right now, the archangels are beginning to gather the angelic forces in the world. Those people that have already become attuned to the angelic presence, that in many cases are incarnated angels themselves, to align us with each other, to activate more of the presence of this angelic frequency. As this is what is aligning us most powerfully and in a protective way with the parts of the galactic spectrum of consciousness that are the most spiritually evolved and the most invested in human sovereignty and freedom. There are parts of the spectrum that we would be wise to steer clear of, and this angelic frequency is here to protect our alignment with the civilizations that most mirror back to us and model for us a reflection of our own spiritual potential as a world. Now, let us welcome vibrations of the Native American Master Elders, Chief Big Bear, Chief White Eagle, Chief Seattle, the voices of the great ancestors that have been speaking with us and that are here to offer a sacred blessing of vibrational medicine to our hearts. There's something in here for each of you. Right now, it is a form of vibrational medicine unique to you. Imagine that these masters have come together to prepare a sacred form of vibrational medicine that is very specific and very unique to what your needs are. a sacred elixir that can simply be offered the same way that a person might offer to sage you, to clear your auric field. Open yourself to receive this divine healing elixir. Allow it to wash through your field and create a clearing. There are several gifts that the angels are bringing to us now, and they are offering you what you could think of as a blueprint for your healing, for everything that needs to be healed, resolved, and addressed within you with divine support to make it easier for you to align with the incoming ascension energies. So whatever needs to be cleared, whatever needs to be resolved, forgiven, healed, addressed, the difference that this angelic gift makes is that it reveals the safety of this path. Safety is built into the process of allowing a divine presence of guidance to enter more deeply into your life process and your journey. And that is part of what we are clearing the way for. There are many different frequencies of divine guidance available to you. Some of them are coming from the inner planes as ascended master frequencies. Some of them are coming from living masters in the world, whose frequency of guidance is available to all to find within themselves. Some of these frequencies are coming from various councils, various groups of human beings who hold certain frequencies together that are creating pools of healing resources that produce these different kinds of healing elixirs that can address one aspect of the human chakra system or another. There are many different resources. And what you can do now is simply acknowledge your connection to these things. That many different forms of vibrational medicine were prepared for you, knowing exactly what you would need and knowing exactly what you would be healing from as you began the journey to walk across a bridge into deeper levels of alignment with source consciousness, with the angelic energy. The presence of these various forms of guidance, the presence of the angelic family of consciousness, they are here to assist you now to step into and embrace your conduit role in the world in a bigger way. In whatever way you are capable of being a conduit for light and love and ascension energy, this is also beginning to reveal itself. Even those of you that have been on a very intuitive path, that have begun to awaken your inner senses, or perhaps are very far along this path already, there are always new degrees and new levels of this. New degrees and new levels of awakening that are becoming available all the time. And so, we are each going to be treated to a range of new experiences that are starting to come online that are going to help you become aware of your conduit nature. You might find yourself out of nowhere feeling guided to reach out and place your hand on your friend's back who's sitting nearby to comfort them. And you find that suddenly there is light flowing out of your hand. Or you feel a kind of poise into your consciousness. Your vibration goes up slightly, and suddenly you know exactly what to say and exactly how to say it to create the most empowerment, the most healing, the most support. Messages are going to begin to speak through you in ways that are noticeable, where you will feel as though a vibrational shift is taking place and your thoughts become more clear, more coherent, more aligned with light, as light is beginning to appear within your consciousness and to infuse into your words. This will begin to happen more often. And there's a certain kind of experience that you may have as well that is also strengthening. The experience of feeling called to speak to awakening humanity. This is what will open and activate your throat chakra. This will open and activate your telepathy. When you find a focus upon the heart that wants to speak through you to awakening humanity, to speak messages of love and empowerment to this emerging, awakening, growing collective of light, in the same way that you would if you were putting your hand on someone's back to comfort them and to speak the messages of love and empowerment that they need to hear. Imagine doing that for the whole awakening worlds all at once, as if they can all hear the codes of light and empowerment speaking through you. That is an experience that is calling you, that puts you into the fields of the Metatronic light, as the codes of light that are being seeded by the presence of Metatron is part of what is beginning to activate our telepathy with each other and our attunement to a collective emerging communication field. There are so many gifts that are pouring forth through this new connection to the angelic energy. So just relax and take a few deep breaths. There was a very profound, very powerful acknowledgement that is coming to you now from the angelic realms. It is a form of clearing, and it's supporting us to evolve out of a certain very common human practice that is not for our highest good. It is the degree to which we dwell upon mistakes and missed potentials, often not recognizing and acknowledging within ourselves all of the times that we got it right, that we followed guidance, that we did the right thing. And many times we become fixated upon something that we judge about ourselves, something that we wished we had done differently. But the new consciousness that is coming in through this field of unifying light is teaching us a different way of relating to mistakes, missteps, missed potentials, however we want to categorize these things. The new consciousness is teaching us to simply look for the gift and simply look for what we learned, and then to celebrate what we learned, to not dwell upon the missed potential or the mistake, but to simply recognize that we are making choices all the time and we are learning from our choices all the time. And when we shift the focus to celebrating what we learned and enacting the new wisdom and insight that we have gained, this is adding to the collective intelligence. Every choice that we make and learn from, regardless of what the outcome was, is adding to the intelligence as a collective field of consciousness. It is adding to non-local fields of intelligence. And this emerging non-local field of intelligence, it values your memories, your choices, and what you learned to a much higher degree than what we are used to seeing of our own value. So there is one final cleansing that wants to occur here. It is to reset our consciousness and realign us with the higher blueprint of human learning and collective evolution. That is beginning to activate a collective evolution of the human brain, where our brains are evolving as one. That is what this new angelic energy is preparing us for, the onset of collective brain evolution. Now, that is not something that happens very quickly, though it's certainly going to be a far more accelerated form of evolution than has ever been experienced before. It takes time to step into this. It takes devotion to sacred clearing work. It takes a measure of increasing our surrender to lean into these activations that are dawning on us. But we are here to do this together. And so receive this final clearing and just allow the angels to blow a gentle wind of blessings and acknowledgements to acknowledge within you everything that you got right and to celebrate within you everything that you have learned with no regrets, no remorse. Only celebration of your bravery for being here. Thank you to all of our angelic guides. There is a lot more to this activation, and it is for many of you the beginning of something that will continue to unfold as the angelic frequencies are going to be bridging us more and more into this sacred space until collectively many of us begin to spiral into alignment with an angelic portal of integration with the angelic presence that becomes a part of us. It becomes a part of the human frequency, that we become merged with that portal of ascension. There are many portals of ascension, and this is one of them. And as we become integrated with this, it's going to accelerate synchronicity for all of us to a high degree. We will find that synchronicities increase, that our awareness of the subtleties of the timing of things become more clear, that we have more clear guidance about when to act, when to let go, when to accept an invitation or a calling to something, when to follow an intuitive signal that is beginning to present itself. So be aware of this process that is beginning to stream into your consciousness from your angelic guidance, that you will very often begin to receive an intuitive cue about when to do something, when to act upon a guidance that you're being prepared for. And usually this happens before the doorway of opportunity arrives. You start to get a feeling. Your intuition begins to spark. You have a sense of that you're being guided in some way. And it gives you the opportunity to attune to the frequency of guidance in preparation for what you're going to be guided to do, to take action upon. And you're going to find that as this field grows, there's going to be a lot more downloads happening from the angelic presence. So I want to thank you all for tuning into this and being a part of this live activation with me. And I'm going to talk a little bit about a download that I received from the angels before we complete. Do we have time for that?
Absolutely, please.
Yes.
You can go a little over, too, because we have a 20-minute break, so we don't really have anything going on. So take your time, brother.
Okay. Thank you so much. So there was a final bowl that I was going to ring. It was funny, but I was practicing with the bowls, and this one high-pitched bowl caused the dogs to start barking. So I thought that might not be the way to finish the meditation. I do want to maybe answer some questions too. So if you have questions, please ask them.
Karen is asking, how do we call in these angelic activations?
Well, I would say the way that I always begin with working with angelic energy is with gratitude. I will call in the angels. Sometimes I'll ask for Archangel Michael. I usually just, I know my whole angelic team is there, and whether you know it or not, your angelic team is aware of the very moment that you think of them. So as soon as you think, wow, I think I'd like to have a connection with my angels, they are already there. They know that you're thinking of them, and they are prepared to co-create some aspect of the connection with you and to take you deeper. So yeah, you just call it in. You say, I would like to receive an attunement to the angelic presence. Can you please attune me to your frequency and practice blending with me, support my practice of blending with you to get to know your frequencies. And then I would say the best thing that you can do with that is to focus on gratitude. If you start giving thanks for the angels, giving thanks for all the things that they do for you, that they're doing for humanity, and you give thanks for their presence in your life and all of the invisible things that they do to orchestrate opportunities in your life or to heal you or to comfort you or support you, Even if you haven't really been aware of this before, give thanks for it and then just be in the gratitude as an energy and see if you can notice them reflecting that back to you. The angels will reflect the gratitude back to you, and it can become an experience of building rapport where you're grateful for them, they're grateful for you. You feel their gratitude for you, and then you're grateful for that, and it just goes back and forth, and it becomes a really high vibrational practice, really raises your vibration. Okay, so very quickly, this amazing angelic download came through a couple weeks ago, and I want to wind the clock back here because actually when the pandemic first started, I got this inspiration to create a free learning to channel course. I thought, you know, there's a lot of people that are stuck at home, and what a great time to maybe start learning how to actually channel your guides. So I created this free course as a gift. It was a series of 13 lessons with videos, and I used clips from movies just to bring an entertainment factor into it. And I got a lot of great comments about this, but then something else wanted to come through. And the angels came to me a couple weeks ago, and they gave me the name of a new website. And I looked, and the domain name was available, which really surprised me. And I'm not going to say what it is yet because it hasn't been launched, but you can go to sarion.com and pre-register for the Channeling Now Summit. And what this is I got guided to reach out to other highly experienced channelers, people that do this professionally. Some people have even written books about how to channel your guides. And I was guided to ask them for their best advice about how to open your channel, how you can start to channel your guides or channel guidance or work with your spiritual guides constantly. So I've been reaching out and connecting with people, and I've been getting the most amazing video submissions from a wide range of different people, and every single one is different. These are short videos, power-packed. The whole summit is designed to give you a very quick mental shift in the course of maybe like an hour, hour and a half, to really reset your consciousness and give you the best advice from the experts about how you can enter the right mindset, techniques you can use to get started, misconceptions that you want to get past right away so that you can just jump right in and start learning how to channel and connecting with your guides more powerfully. Of course, you know, it's an ongoing practice, and each person's practice develops in unique ways. But when you have a wide variety of different offerings of potential ways that you can do this, then it really sparks a lot of inspiration. You know, it only takes one idea from one person and your guides perhaps speaking through that person or to you about that person's idea to spark something inside of you. Because the idea here is your guides are going to be with you while you're watching all of these video tips. And whatever one is most right for you, that's the one that's going to light up. And you're going to go, wow, okay, I feel like I can do that. I can try that. Or I feel like there's some energy around that. So I'm very excited about presenting this. I don't have a launch date yet, but if you go to sarion.com, and you'll see a couple of links at the very top. And one of them is to pre-register for the Channeling Now Summit. That is coming very soon.
Linda is asking, do you have to clear your denser energies before you can actually allow the channel through?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I would say that the process of channeling, as I experience it, involves a clearing process that is part of getting into a connection with the guides. So it's kind of a package deal. When you go into a space of connection with your guides, when you invite them in and you say, you know, I'd love to have an experience of channeling you, connecting with you, blending energies with you, being in communion with you, and, you know, please teach me, train me, clear me, help me get into that space. Almost 100% of the time when I do it, I also need a little bit of a cleanup or a tune-up to get there. For me, it's like my vibration raises and raises, and I can feel my body filling up with more light and my consciousness becoming aligned with the right ways of focusing attention until something clicks. And then there's a bit less of me, a bit more of the guide, and the deeper I go, the more it shifts in the direction of the guide being more what's speaking, what's present. In fact, once I get to that point where there's the click into the energy of the guide, then the shift becomes much more rapid. But the clearing process, it's not like it has to happen first before you connect with your guide. Some people might think of it in that linear way. It happens as part of the process. You invite the guide in, and the guide's going to be clearing you to get you into that space. Any other questions? I do want to mention, in case any of you are inspired about working with me in person, there are two ways that you can do that. Number one, I do private sessions where I actually channel whatever guides are showing up for you. I am capable of channeling any guide that would want to come speak to you. Normally not deceased loved ones. That's not my forte. I have an angelic channel that then kind of plugs me into the realm of high level spiritual guides. And so whatever spiritual guides are working with you already, usually those are the ones that are showing up. And also I have a retreat coming up in Mount Shasta. We usually try to do one a year. My partner and I did a retreat in Sedona last year. This year we're doing one in Mount Shasta, June 10th through 13th. So you can also see on my website, there's a place to sign up for that. And you know, check out the information for the Mount Shasta retreat. We spend about 3 days together. I'm channeling the masters several sessions throughout the day, and we do outings to connect with different sacred sites and places where there's really beautiful energy on the mountain and in the area. And there's all kinds of amazing energies that come through the Shasta portal, as many of you know. We get a lot of connections with higher vibrational extraterrestrial energies. Sometimes we're meeting with the energies of the masters inside the mountain. They have a retreat inside the mountain. So a lot of times when we hear from the masters, they actually will be speaking to us from inside the mountain. So it anchors us into these sacred spaces that are very much part of the physical planet, in a way that attunes us with some of the ascension energies of the earth that are becoming available.
Stephanie is asking, do you do in-person sound healing? And if so, where?
I don't do in-person sound healing. We do sound, we work with sound a lot at the retreats. Currently, everything I do is remote through Zoom. I do incorporate a little bit of working with the crystal bowls when I am channeling with people, and sometimes doing activations. You know, I just attune to what people need. In terms of doing like in-person stuff, I hope that I'll be able to do that when I go out on book tour again. So once I'm out there touring around, I think we're, you know, still not quite past the way a lot of venues have closed down or restricted because of the pandemic. But one of my favorite things to do was to do in-person sessions for people. I usually do a round of them for about a day if I come out to a specific location. But some of the places I've been starting to call and say, hey, you guys doing in-person events again yet? And a lot of them aren't. So, you know, which is okay with me because I don't have a book that's quite ready to launch yet, but that's coming. I've got several books in the works. So hopefully by the time those launch, maybe next year, then there's going to be a lot more going on in terms of in-person venues.
My brother, hey, I just want to share how magnificent this was with you today. Alan, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Did you have
Thank you. I just had a question. I don't know if you did talk about it, but how do you see the timeline developing over the next few years here for the country, for the planet, for interactions with ETs, all that?
Okay. Yeah. Let me just tune into that, because I get information all the time and I have never tried to put it together in quite that way before. But I would say that there's things happening on the ground that are really, really important in terms of our potential to commune with the more spiritually advanced civilizations that we are, you know, perhaps, you know, more interested in. And everything I was sharing about this emerging vibration of human unity, the way the angels are creating a bridge into human unity, the way they talked about this recently was, you know, if you got a whole bunch of light workers and just put them in a conference room together, they might all, you know, have a good time and start to coalesce naturally. But we also are bringing a lot of baggage with us. We all need healing. You know, we wouldn't just form into a collective consciousness by ourselves. We actually need some divine support to get there, to kind of, you know, create a medium, if you will, that we can all sort of become a little more vibrationally synced with, so that we're all interacting with each other through a medium of unity energy that kind of modulates our frequencies as we are bridging into human unity. So as that is occurring, that is one of the key factors that is going to make it possible for us to start to have a higher level of contact and experience with some of the advanced cultures. Because what they have said to me, and this was going back more than a decade ago, they said that the skies are filled with extraterrestrial vehicles that hide the truth of who they are and why they are here, and that our true friends are watching us from a distance, awaiting the day that we will be ready to meet them as equals through a mutual acknowledgement of oneness. So this having more human unity is an important factor of coming closer to, you know, groups like the Arcturians, for example. So in terms of like the coming years, I would say that I kind of look at maybe like the next 10 years instead of the next few, because what I see as a trend over a course of maybe about like 8 to 10 years is us reaching a point where I can't say that it's any one particular activation that gets us there. It's kind of a gradual phasing in of what you would think of as a globally recognized presence of a field of light that is assisting us to harmonize with each other, those of us that are in the field, and to help attune the rest of awakening humanity to that field. And people are going to be at varying levels of integration with it. But I want to say about 10 years out, we could potentially see as much as 10% of the global population in resonance with that field of unity consciousness and where it is taking us. You know, this is a field that is going to support the awakening of our spiritual gifts. What that looks like in terms of access that it may give us to the consciousness of more advanced civilizations, that's something that I haven't explored as deeply, like, you know, where we're going to be at in 10 years as a result of having that field. All I know is we have to have that field, so let's work on that, because then we can get to the good stuff. But I have seen what I would describe, and this is, I think, much, much further out, you know, this is beyond 10 years out, the potential of more of a global introduction into the galactic community, where there is a global introduction that is undeniable to everyone that we are part of a galactic spectrum of consciousness. There are civilizations that have been observing us, that have been assisting us in varying degrees, and that has been going on for ages of time, that we have, you know, a genetic connection to some of these races. There is going to be a point at which that is completely globally known and all secrecy regarding the subject is done and finished and behind us. But I think it's much further ahead than what a lot of people would like to believe personally. But I think we're going to see some significant events that sort of start to pop the bubble that I believe could be contact events.
It's a process, and we're in the process, and this seminar is part of the process, and you're, you know, downloading all that information is also moving consciousness along. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah. You know, actually, I want to say something to you. I was thinking that about your question, because you asked me a question similar to this before, and I said it was too complex.
Asking that question. Yes.
I know. Well, no, you said. I mean, I said it was a little too complex to get into. But since we have a few minutes, I'll just close with this. What I will say is that there are multiple programs of contact taking place. Yeah. And these multiple programs of contact have different agendas at one level, but from, if you pull the lens back from a much higher level, all of the different programs of contact and different agendas involved are interconnected as part of one awakening process. So you have agendas of contact that are designed to acclimate us to the presence of different civilizations that want to be at the forefront of what we are aligning with. They want us to align with the part of the spectrum that they exist within. But then there's other programs of contact that are supporting us to align with another part of the spectrum that is more conscious and more integrated with the angelic energy. So, and they're all actually not in competition with each other when you pull the lens way back. But yeah. I would love to maybe talk with you in depth about what those different programs of contact look like in detail.
Let's do that. Let's do like an in-depth interview about that. And then
you
could break it down into groups and factions and timelines and, you know, converging timelines and where they conflict as well, you know, because there's some agendas of some beings that are actually trying to push a different timeline sort of sequence. And then there's others that are playing time wars almost. So anyway.
Yeah. The time wars is something that I've become aware of even in the out-of-body experiences. I've explored the effects of these different time wars. I've had different groups come to me and share with me information about them. And one thing that I will say about this just to finish is that despite the fact that there's some, you know, kind of scary things happening, there are also divine safeguards. There are safeguards built into our DNA. There are safeguards built into our language systems, which some of which have a divine origin. We should talk about the safeguards too, because that's actually the most inspiring thing.
We'll talk about all of that. Victor, were you going to say something?
My brother, I'd just like to share with you that I was so inspired by what you shared about taking all of our lessons and experiences without judgment of duality and bringing them with us into the unified consciousness. Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for holding space for that.
Great. Yeah. Well, thank you again. Now, how can people find you? You said it, but how can people find what you're doing and where you're at?
Saryon.com, S-A-R-Y-O-N. Just come to, that's the main website. And everything you would need is on the front page. Pretty much all the different things I have going on. Got a lot of projects that are taking shape right now.
Right. And Saryon is a name maybe you've talked about where that came to you to connect with those higher consciousnesses. Right?
Yeah, well, it's an angelic name, and it was received by a living master that revealed that name to me. And what was interesting about it is I remembered when I was about 12 years old, I had a little conversation with God and I said, you know what? There are a lot of Michaels in the world. Is there a name that you know me by? I'd love to know like what my spiritual name is. And the moment that this living master revealed that name, I knew that it was the answer to that prayer.
Great. No, thank you. Looking forward to more. Thank you, Victor, for being here too. And